Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. Kirsty Seawood, behavior scientist and body image healing coach. Each week, I'll bring to you wisdom and insights from my lived experience and my decade of coaching in the health, nutrition, and wellness space. My gift to the world and to you is how deeply I can see and understand you. You can expect raw, vulnerable, and powerful content. My commitment to you is that I will not hold back. The wisdom I share is to help you cultivate self-awareness, reconnect with your body, deepen the most important relationship you have, the one with yourself, and to help you step into the most radiant and authentic version of you. You are worthy. You are enough. I am so grateful you're here right now. Let's begin. Hello, hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another podcast episode. I'm really stoked to be back here recording this for you because I haven't recorded an episode in a couple of weeks due to being unwell. And then with the launch of my new offering, I released a journal meditation for you that you could do. So today it feels really good to be sitting here with Murphy, my puppy, on my lap and recording this episode for you today together. And today I wanted to talk into I've got a bit of a summary list of 10 things for success that I've seen in my clients or I've seen in the circles and in the proximity that I surround myself with. So the other people around me through their success, how they're showing up and the way they're doing things, and also through my own personal integration of some of these things. And I am human, so I'm still obviously working on some of them. There is no perfection, remember. We show up the best that we can. So this list is, I'm sharing from my lived experience and my wisdom. So please, as you listen to these 10 points, take on board what resonates and please leave what doesn't resonate. And these are successful things. These are 10, characteristics of success for any kind of change, really. So in the space that I work in, I support women to really break free from diet culture, to build body respect, to heal body image and end the emotional war that you have with your body and ultimately build a healthier and happier relationship with yourself. So there is, through that, a lot of changing of mindset, changing of habits, embracing new beliefs and really shifting out of the old ways of doing things or how you've been showing up into new ways of being and transforming habits and stepping into a next version of yourself and that ultimate person you desire to become or that goal you desire to achieve. So these 10 points are essentially things that will help with any kind of change in your life, but they're things that I've picked up through working in the coaching space, through the proximity I surround myself with, and through my own personal lived experience. So let's begin. And number one is advocating for your potential. So whenever, whether I'm working with clients or even myself or any human really who desires to achieve something, often have big goals and visions, right? You have this big vision of what you want to achieve, but what usually comes with that is a whole list of excuses or limits or barriers of why that isn't possible for you. So when you start to advocate for your potential rather than advocating for your limitations, you actually step into the realm of possibility and opportunities and you start backing yourself and you become someone who is available for your own growth and available for the possibility of achieving the outcome or stepping into what you desire. And when you come with this mindset of advocating for your potential, you start to begin to work with where you are currently at with what you currently have. So those excuses of, and I'm going to call them excuses, all those limitations of I don't have time, I'm not smart enough, I don't know enough yet, I'm not good enough, I don't have the resources. Instead of feeding into those thoughts and those limitations and giving those energy, you start to see and you advocate for the possibility within yourself. So you advocate for your potential and you step into a resourcefulness and you draw on the resources you currently have to take you even that one step forward, just that next step. And then momentum comes and growth comes with each next step. So it's just about taking that next step. And if you can shift through and advocate for your potential rather than feeding into limitations and excuses, then you're a step towards changing. Number two is to stop avoiding pain. So stop making decisions to avoid pain, discomfort, disappointment, failure. So I see this all the time as well. And I've been there too, right? I haven't launched things, or I haven't posted a post on Instagram, or I haven't shared a blog post or put myself out for an opportunity because we're scared of failure. And this comes a lot, especially in the coaching space I work within with the women that I support around, I'm not going to start changing my nutrition habits because I always fail. Or I always start at the gym and then I fail. I don't stick to it. So what's the point in me starting again? So you want to start to stop making decisions to avoid pain and discomfort and start to see things like failure as opportunities for growth. Like the only way you fail is when you don't try at all, when you don't shift at all. Energy or a new direction, you actually learn from that. So it's not failing, because each time you've tried, you've learned new information that will support you to create the habits that you desire, because you learn more about yourself every time you try. And the more you avoid pain and being uncomfortable, you actually stay stuck and you stay suffering and you sit in the energy of frustration and resentment. And it's really hard to shift when you're in that type of energy of feeling frustrated and resenting where you are. So, and the way we actually get change to happen is by leaning into the things that scare us and leaning into fear and leaning into potentially disappointment. Or like, the more that we avoid having even things like difficult conversations with ourselves and with others, the more we stagnate our growth. And we prevent ourselves from growing and stepping and evolving into who we desire to be and where we desire to be. Number three is stop comparison mode. So successful people, or those who have success with change, stop comparing themselves to other people or even to past versions of themselves. And they start to embrace who they are, or who you are, and where you are right now, your uniqueness and your unique opportunities that you have coming towards you or coming for you. Comparison is the ultimate thief of joy, and you will, again, stagnate yourself and your growth when you continually compare yourself to others. And rather than comparing yourself to others, look towards others for inspiration and allow others to inspire you. And we'll get into this soon when I talk about proximity, but instead of seeing yourself as less than others, and mind you, if you're comparing yourself against someone on social media, stop doing that right now, because we all know, right, that social media is a highlight reel of the best, let's say 2% of someone's life. So please do not get stuck in comparing yourself to someone else's social media highlight reel. I've spoken about this a lot. Please unfollow, mute, block anyone who makes you feel less than. But also in those moments too, and I've spoken about this as well, is ask yourself, why are you comparing yourself? Why are you comparing yourself to someone else? What need is under there? Like, what's the real emotion and need under there that you're trying to get? Or what do you really fear that you're stepping into comparison mode to sabotage yourself or to keep yourself stuck? Because what you need to reach your potential and to shift is already within you. So ask yourself, why am I comparing myself to others? And is this serving me? Is comparing myself pushing me forward or is it holding me back? And I'm going to say that 99% of the time, it's likely holding you back. So stopping comparing yourself to other people and even to past versions of yourself, because you're in this human experience, a constant evolution of yourself. You're going to keep growing. So, and I see this all the time as well, and I've been there too. It's like, how come last year I was able to do all the things? I was able to show up at the gym. I was able to keep my habits. I was able to do this, whereas now I can't. But it's likely that your circumstances are so different to what they were at that time you're comparing yourself to, or that past version you're comparing yourself to. So it's about having compassion for yourself and coming back to the present moment. Number four is letting go of limiting beliefs, stories, habits, and ways of being that no longer serve them. So successful people let go of these things. They understand that in order to grow, you have to leave behind what no longer serves you. And yes, this does take work and it can take some time. Like, elevation takes separation. You cannot achieve new outcomes showing up the same way with the same mindset, the same habits, and the same way of being that you are now. There has to be change in there to create a new reality and shift into a new outcome. So with that comes things like, you might call them like an ego death or an identity death and a rebirth. Often what can happen is we're so attached to certain identities or stories about ourselves that we keep sitting in our own suffering because we haven't yet shifted or let go of that identity. So for example, and I did an Instagram post on this as well. If you're someone who tells yourself every day, I struggle with nutrition, nutrition is so hard, how is that mindset going to influence the way you show up and focus on nutrition and embrace nutrition throughout your day? You're going to keep showing up like nutrition is hard and that you can't do it. So we need to shift that, work on shifting that belief system and cultivating a new belief system. And I've spoken into this in previous episodes around codes and mindset to support you to step into this next version of yourself and achieve what you desire. The other thing that can happen is we get so attached to our identity. So for example, if you're someone who's always says you struggle with weight, for example, or struggle with nutrition, or struggled with exercise, or someone who struggled with being consistent in something. Like, if you tell yourself this stuff all the time, have you thought about what it would feel like to be the person who no longer feels that way? And this is what can happen. We get so used to sitting in the energy or the frequency of not being enough or the struggle, the pain, that we actually feel uncomfortable when you start to find ease with that thing that you may have already struggled with. So if you're wanting to work towards a goal or a different way of being or the higher version of yourself, doing things like visualization meditations, writing a scripting your desires, writing a mission statement, for example, can help you get used to what the frequency or the energetics of that way of being would feel like and look like. Because it's often a thing that we come to, right? I see it in blocks with some of my clients and we've shifted through them. We can hold on to self-sabotage and we'll constantly sabotage our progress if we're still attached to a certain identity. So if you're someone who keeps saying, I've always struggled with my weight, I will forever struggle with my weight, I'll always be that woman who can't stick to nutrition habits, I can't stick to the gym, I can't stick to my habits, You have to release and let go of that identity to allow yourself to move into the energy and the identity you desire. If you hold on to that, and this is what, like, if you hold on to that, you'll remain stuck. You'll keep manifesting that same reality because you'll keep sabotaging that outcome. And this is what successful people work on. And I've done my own work in this area, is letting go of limiting beliefs or old stories and old ways of being that no longer serve you. Which leads us into number 5, which is getting comfortable being uncomfortable. So leaning into discomfort, leaning in and asking yourself quality questions, asking yourself the deep questions. Why am I showing up the way I do? Where am I investing my energy? Am I investing my energy in things that serve me or things that no longer serve me? And a really big one is when you feel the urge to pull away and run, leaning in, because often what we feel when we feel the most discomfort or the most uncomfortable or the most resistance, I should say, is the thing that we need to heal. But it's a brave space to step into, right? And it's usually that's the block that's blocking us from becoming or the person we desire to be. And so when you feel the urge to run, work towards leaning in and asking yourself the questions, getting the support around you, sharing how you're feeling, being vulnerable, leaning into fear, leaning into it, and facing it head on rather than running away. So fear is, if I look at fear now, and mind you, I'm still practicing this, but fear is like it's serving us in a way, because in many ways, fear is showing us what we need to heal, right? Or what we need to work towards healing to then step into the next evolution of ourselves and achieve the abundance and success that we desire. Number 6, and also talking about getting comfortable being uncomfortable, when you start changing your habits and start setting boundaries and walking in your truth and transforming, your external reality will start shifting, which means relationships could change, connections could change, your environment, your job may change, even your home routine obviously will change, your self-care routine will change. So, and your body will want to revert back to doing the same thing you've always done because it's comfortable, right? It wants to keep you doing what's familiar to it, which is going back to your comfort zone. So changing habits, setting boundaries are all going to feel uncomfortable at first until they become familiar and comfortable again. Number 6, and I've spoken about this a lot, there's even a whole episode on this in my podcast, is they celebrate themselves. Successful people give themselves permission to make their life a celebration. Every little win, there is no actual little or big wins. Every win they celebrate, every step forward they celebrate, every hard conversation they lean into, they celebrate. Every time they say yes to something that's aligned, no to something that's not aligned to them, they celebrate. Like every little thing, they celebrate. They don't wait for those big moments to get here before they think it's worthy of celebrating. They celebrate every day. Like they celebrate the fact that they've woken up today and they have the opportunity to evolve and to grow and to be here. They celebrate life. Like, and this is something I've been doing, and I shared my daily practice around gratitude, taking the photo and writing a moment of something I'm so grateful for or something I've achieved that day. And it becomes a celebration. Life becomes a celebration, not just a thing that we're doing. I'm not just ticking off each day. It becomes a celebration of everything that is available to us each day, every time we wake up. Life is happening. And you can choose to celebrate it or not, but you invite so much more joy and so much more momentum, and you become magnetic to what you desire when you actually just start celebrating yourself for everything in life. Number 7 is proximity. Never underestimate your proximity and how they influence you. So these are like the people you surround yourself with, whether it's work colleagues, friends, family, relationships. The people you surround yourself with influence you greatly. So what successful people do, or those who have had success in what they are desiring to achieve, they surround themselves with like-minded people who are on the same journey as them, or with people that inspire them who are at the place they wish to be, or who are embodying what they wish to body or integrate. They surround themselves with people who are having the types of conversations they desire, doing the types of things they desire. And they create a proximity around them. They usually invest in it. They invest in a proximity around them, or create a proximity around them, which is supportive of their desires and who they desire to be. And you've probably experienced this before when you start to change and people in your circle may not be on the same path as you, let's say that, and you feel this resistance. Now, it doesn't mean that connections have to come to an end. It may just mean that you reassess what these connections bring to you, or what you bring to that connection and what you receive from that connection. And then from this place, you can then see what type of connections you desire to then attract, or the type of connections you want to invest your time in that will help you to get to where you desire to be. And you can proactively invest or dive into new proximities to surround yourself with those people who are on the same journey as you, have been through the same journey as you, or are where you desire to be. And then you can have their support and their influence to actually help you get to where you desire to be. Because, and I said this earlier, never underestimate the proximity around you and the growth you can have and the opportunities and the leaps you can make when you surround yourself with people who are supportive of where you desire to be. And this can also be a natural transition as well. So as you find yourself getting really clear on where you desire, you may start to feel within yourself some resistance to your current proximity, or you may find that the depth of connection may not be as deep as you would like. You may not have as authentic connections as you like, or you may not feel that you can express yourself to the level that you desire within your current proximity. So as you invest more in yourself and your growth and your vision and your desires and wanting to step into that, you crave having like-minded people around you who can support you through that as well. And I hear this all the time with my clients, is they feel that as they go through this journey of healing their body image and their relationship with food and relationship with themselves, they love the proximity of the coaching group and their connections, because they feel that they can have conversations that they can't have in their other external circles or connections. So, yeah, please never underestimate the value of having a proximity around you, or a community around you who can support you to be where you wish to be, or to be the person you desire to be. Number 9 is successful people respect and show gratitude for what they currently have. And so this kind of leads on from what I was saying before around having gratitude for where you're at. But this is common, right? Often what I hear work in this coaching space, and I know we're all guilty of having this mindset at one certain point. It's like, I don't have time to do that. But I guarantee you, if your desire is big enough, if you really truly desire something, you will find the time to pursue it or to put it into place. And we all have the same amount of time. Well, to be honest, time is an illusion, but that's a chat for another day. But we all have the same amount of hours and minutes in each day. And it's about how we actually respect that time. Like, are we respecting the current time that we have? So, for example, if you're finding that you don't have time to work towards your desires or your goals, where are you investing your time? Have you sat down and asked yourself, where am I investing my time? Am I investing it in things that don't serve me, like mindlessly scrolling on social media, binge watching Netflix, hanging out with people that no longer align to me, going out and drinking every weekend, for example? Where am I investing my time? Am I actually respecting the time that I currently have? And this is the same with everything, right? Like time, money, friendships, connections, your body. Are you respecting and being grateful for what you currently have? Because if we aren't respecting and being grateful for what we currently have, the universe isn't going to bring us more or bring us what we desire, because we're not yet showing that we can be responsible and respect what we already have and grateful for what we already have. And this plays into scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset. And what we put out is what we attract back. So if you're sitting in scarcity all the time, like, I don't have enough time, I'm too busy, I don't have time for opportunities, then you'll constantly find things in your reality to confirm that reality. Like, you'll constantly find reasons or external things or pressure or stress to actually confirm that reality, because that's the mindset you're sitting in, versus taking ownership and saying, well, I do have an abundance of time. Look at all the time I have each day, and how am I respecting that time I'm given each day? Am I investing in things that are aligned to my values, or am I mindlessly giving my time away or investing in things that aren't aligned to me and saying yes to things that aren't aligned to me? So really thinking about, well, am I respecting and showing gratitude for where I'm currently at and all of the things I currently have? So this is also an important one for body reconnection, body image healing space, and respecting your body. So, and I see this a lot, and again, I've been there too, where as humans, we can get so caught up in wanting this desired body, right? Wanting that body that meets the beauty ideals. But are we actually respecting the body we have right now? And this is one of the elements of body image healing, is showing us appreciation and gratitude for everything our body does for us. Like, our body is literally supporting us every day without us thinking about it. And we often don't show gratitude for that. We punish it because it doesn't look a certain way or meet a certain ideal, yet it's doing everything possibly for us to keep us alive. The way we honor our body should not be based on its external appearance. And this is the mindset shift around body image healing and body reconnection and body gratitude, is rather than focusing on, my body looks this way, so I'm going to treat it this way, it's how can I nourish my body and honor my body for it to continue to show up at its best and support me? And how can I show gratitude for my body showing up every day and supporting me? Because regardless of what your body looks like and where that fits on the beauty ideals or the social norms, it comes back to respecting the body that you have right now and showing up for it. And then this leads into point number 9, which is radical ownership. So successful people take radical ownership of how they react and respond to the world and how they show up in the world. They don't tend to blame others or external circumstances for where they're at. So in other words, they tend not to sit in victim mindset. They sit in an empowered state of being where they take ownership and focus on responding to the external world in a way that's supportive for them and helps them grow. Now, this isn't condoning behavior and saying all behavior is acceptable, but it's seeing where their ownership or your ownership is in situations and taking ownership to step into growth and pulling yourself through or working through situations and being resourceful and finding solutions rather than staying stagnant. So it's, for example, a perfect one is you plan to get up in the morning and exercise, right? But it's raining outside or it's really cold. Now you can either sit there and say, oh, it's raining, it's wet, I'm not going to go and exercise, it's too cold. Or you can take ownership and find a solution and do a home workout or go to the gym, for example. So it's about radical ownership and not letting your external circumstances dictate the way that you show up. So responding rather than reacting and taking ownership of the outcomes and the current reality that you're sitting in. Because the reality that you're sitting in is a manifestation of the decisions that you made. And yes, at times we may not have made the best, most aligned decisions for us. But as I've said in numerous podcast episodes now, and I always say to my clients and teach, is once we know better, we can do better for ourselves. But we must have forgiveness for the decisions that we made in the past. So radical ownership of our own growth, our own journey, leading ourselves. So stepping into asking for support, leaning into the quality questions, using the resources that are available to us, like that radical ownership and responsibility of our own growth, not always relying on other people to motivate us or stimulate us or be the initiators all the time, but actually taking ownership and responsibility for our own growth and our own journey and our own path and getting there. Now, and another example of this can be, for example, of diet culture and even the beauty ideals. Like, you personally may not have created diet culture, right? Like, we didn't create diet culture and personally didn't create the beauty ideals. Like, the media have created those, right? The social norms have created those. But it's still your responsibility to have ownership of how diet culture and beauty ideals play into and influence the way you show up. So you get to decide where your truth lands around diet culture, beauty ideals, what aligns to you, and then how much the diet culture messaging and beauty ideals actually influences you and plays on your day-to-day way of showing up. So while you may not have been a creator in pushing these narratives, you do have responsibility to actually become aware of them and decide how much they influence your day-to-day reality. And this is the same as like your social media feed, right? Take radical responsibility and ownership of what you consume. Are you consuming content that inspires you, empowers you, and educates you? Or are you consuming content that makes you feel less than, less worthy, you're comparing yourself to? Like, this is radical ownership and responsibility and how you react and respond to the external world. And radical ownership and responsibility for yourself and the way you show up is probably one of the most attractive things and the most powerful things. It's like a superpower. When you start stepping into ownership and stepping out of victim mindset and blame, you create opportunities for yourself for growth and you step into leadership for yourself. So you become self-led, which from there, anything is possible, right? Because you take ownership for it and responsibility. And point number 10 is not waiting for the perfect time to start. So successful people know that life is always going to have challenges. There may even be chaos at times. And there's never going to be a perfect time to start anything, to start diving into body image, to start healing your relationship with food, to start looking at where you're investing your time and energy, to start doing journaling, meditation, doing the inner work. There's never going to be the perfect time. It's just to start now. Start doing the first thing. Because if you keep looking for the perfect time, you'll never start. If you keep looking for the perfect time where you feel like you know enough, or you are enough, or it's calm enough, or everything's sorted, then you're going to be waiting forever for that perfect time, because there never is going to be a perfect time to start. You start, the journey begins when you make this decision to just take the first step, and then you take each step from there. Like, you may not be able to see the end destination, but as long as you know each next step, you can trust yourself that you will get there. And know that there is no perfect time to start. And that's what successful people know, is that you never really feel ready, or you never feel like everything's calm enough or organized enough. You just start and you trust yourself and you embrace that. So that is all for today in this episode. I hope this episode resonated and landed for you. Please listen to it as many times as you desire. And please, as always, share with any loved ones, family, friends, or connections who you believe may like to listen to this podcast. I really appreciate, like, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate you taking or investing time to listen to my wisdom and this episode. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you again for listening.